Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hagan. I'm working at
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Hello, everybody.
Glad Chuck could join us.
Just in perfect timing by me.
Welcome to the Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show. Go ahead.
That's my part, Julie.
Okay.
Welcome to Chuck Bonnell, Julie Hayden, trying to hog phone. But Chuck Bonnell, Julie Hayden, Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show. True, straight up.
Brought to you by Mountain West Wellness Advanced Acupuncture and Chinese Medicine. Okay, so on Friday we teased that we might be able to talk about secret stuff, and we can. And
yay,
we're going to. And actually became kind of unsecret over the weekend. Yeah. Has to do with disgraceful behavior by the new Colorado Republican Party chair that is all of her own creating, by the way, trying to remain unaccountable for damage that she did to the party. And it involves a lot of lawsuits and courts. We're going to have Cody LeBlanc on, grassroots warrior out of Weld County, huge Lori Saint backer too, by the way.
Yeah.
And he is sort of at the heart of this because he filed the original complaint, but it has to do with Britta pretending that the rules don't apply to her and that she could just wave her magic wand and make legally established committees and legally filed lawsuits just go away.
Not file answers.
No, she just sprinkles fairy dust on it and it goes away. Unfortunately for her, it doesn't work that way. And you can't avoid accountability. Let me kind of back up and talk about, because I want to go through four ways that she's breaking the rules, all of which will apply to this which is sort of sets up the current stage. This all starts back when Britta and her people decided that they didn't like Dave Williams because he wanted to close the primary. He was mean. They didn't like Dave Williams. So they decided rather than follow the rules and wait until March and go ahead and have the duly appointed election and where she got elected, right? Rather than wait for that, they didn't want to wait for that. So they just waved their magic wand, held their own magic illegal meeting, and magically elected themselves as chair, vice chair, et cetera, of the party. Well, Dave, and then they filed a lawsuit against Dave and Anna and Hope, saying that they were impersonating public officials and they were fraudulent. And so Dave and Anna were forced to respond to that in court. The judge looked at it and said, Britta, you can't break the rules like that. You did not follow the rules. Your meeting was illegal. And therefore, anything that came out of it is illegal. Dave is the chair, and Hope is a vice chair, and Anna's a secretary, not you guys. But then Dave and the party, on behalf of the party, decided that they needed to hold these people accountable because it cost the party $100,000 at least to fight all of this in court. So Cody LeBlanc filed, it's called a controversy, but it's essentially sort of a complaint with the party, and said, hey, we need to do something to hold these people accountable. A lawsuit was filed. A committee was set up to investigate it. Here's where Britta broke the rules again. If Britta didn't like the fact that the committee had been set up, the county or the state and the party have rules that they set up by which she can appeal that decision.
Well, to
the state central committee. Well, she decided not to, right? Uh-huh. That time passed. And so under county or party bylaws and Colorado state law, she missed the deadline. The committee exists and you can't just break the law again, like I said, and wave your magic wand and say the committee disappears, which is what she over the weekend tried to do. The reason she tried to do this, and this is where it gets really kind of messy for her, is that she broke the rules again. Keep in mind, there is this lawsuit out there filed by the party against Britta, KBB, Todd Watkins, Nancy Pelosi, that
trying to recover all the legal fees and costs incurred in the prior lawsuit that she lost.
Right. Now, you may or may not like the lawsuit. You may or may not disagree with it. But what you can't do if you're Britta and her attorneys is ignore it. But that's what they did, because once again, the rules don't apply to Britta Horn and neither does the law. So she and her attorneys missed the filing deadline, which was just recently.
She asked for extension twice.
Yeah.
And was granted extensions twice. This is the third and probably last extension she could even reasonably ask for. And she just didn't do it at all. She
She
said,
just
I'll blow
ignored
it
it.
off.
And you're, I mean, I covered a lot of this stuff. I mean, that's a major no-no in court. I mean, even Trump is not a judge. You know what I mean? The judges are issuing outrageous orders, but Trump is still going through the process. You can't just ignore a judge's order to file a response by a certain day. But Britta and her attorneys did that because the rules don't apply to Britta. Well, here's then where it gets messy for Britta, because technically now, since she didn't file an appeal, you could look at it as like, well, she conceded that she owes a
Well, she
party.
did. I mean, she now has a motion for default judgment, which is automatic. It's just a clerical one. The clerk sees when the time was due, whether she did something about it or asked for extension, or didn't. They automatically enter a judgment, which would be over
So
$100,000.
Britta is personally, at this point, technically could be personally on the hook for $100,000. Now, all she would have had to do was file a motion, but nope, rules don't apply to Britta Horn. She didn't file the motion. She is now personally on the hook for $100,000. So over the weekend, she sends out a letter to the SEC meetings, somehow trying to blame this all on Dave Williams, saying, okay, I now magically wave my magic wand again, and the lawsuit goes away, and the committee goes away. Except it doesn't work that way. The committee has filed the motion to enter in on behalf of the party. Even Christy Burton Brown, who was named as a defendant in this case, does not have a problem with that, right? Now, and Britta and her lawyers talk, I mean, they aren't going through any of the regular proceedings. They're just like they did with the coup, right? It's just like, oh, well, we don't like Dave, so I'm going to elect ourselves chair, right? It's like, oh, well, I don't like this lawsuit because now I may be on the hook for $100,000, so I'm going to just say it goes
But
away.
the worst part about it is she uses for the party the same attorney that she used in response to the party. So now she is technically has an attorney who represents both the plaintiff and the defendant,
Right.
which in court doesn't work real well when you have you get up and do your opening statement, sit down, and then you do the other side's opening statement.
Well, yeah, I mean, so that's sort of the fourth way she's breaking the rules. This is a clear and obvious conflict of interest. Britta Horn, who is now potentially personally responsible for at least $100,000, cannot say, oh, well, now that I'm the party chair, I make the lawsuit go away. At the very least, she needs to recuse herself, right? And say, look, I can't, I can't be both suing myself and defending myself, right? And she's got a clear vested interest in getting rid of the lawsuit, right? Matt Arnold is doing a great job filing motions on behalf of this. And so Britta sent out a letter. Here's another way that she was a weasel about this. She says, oh, dear SEC members, I'm so sorry that this is my first communication going on again and whining about the grassroots and Dave Williams. Dave Williams has nothing to do with this. Dave Williams is not the chair anymore, right? All of this is her fault for breaking the rules and not following the rules. And on top of that, she could have sent out an email. I mean, Hope Shuppelman's been all over the place sending out stuff, talking about the outrageous laws that are being passed by the Democrats. It's Britta. She's the one who chose to make this her first communication. So fortunately, though, the committee put out this press release today saying she has no authority to terminate the committee. She has no authority to terminate the lawsuit just by waving her magic wand.
She has no authority to be the plaintiff and defendant in the lawsuit that is based on it.
Right. Oh, and this is interesting from Weston. On top of this, she didn't inform the entire SEC. Many of us didn't receive the email. That's Chuck. You didn't
Yeah.
receive the email either, right? Is she using her magic wand to remove sitting members? You got to wonder, Weston, if she's using her magic wand to remove members who might know what's going on. Because if you look on social media, people are very confused, right? But the
Well, understandably so.
Right. Well, and Britta is like I said, she's totally making. And again, is that the people here talk about the committee was set up basically, and Cody LeBlanc is the one who filed this, and he'll be on with us here in a few minutes to uncover all of the actions of the respondents. That's Britta, et cetera, and any potential action sought against them. Now, this was back in October. So Britta had plenty of time to deal with this, right? The committee was lawfully created by a process that's outlined not only by the Colorado Republican Party bylaws, but by the state law, and has been upheld by the Colorado, is it the Second Judicial District, right? So the committee is not subject to any, it's like an independent committee, right? It's not subject to interference by any party officer, particularly the new chair, especially one who was subject to the lawsuit to repay the attorney's fees and blew it off and now has $100,000 potentially, right?
Yeah, potentially she does. So it's a
Her
Unity.
first action in a Unity tour, the first part was Pizzagate, when she announced, Dave generously gave her the microphone, pizza for all outside, and then they go out there, and the thugs from Weld County screamed at people if they weren't a British supporter and voted for Britain. Who'd you vote for? Well, I voted for, so get out of here. No pizza for you. Well, and again, it's like these are people, and it all started with, they don't like Dave, and they don't like the thought of closing the primary. We'll get into that too, because she lied about that. She In wandered one around
day,
in one day,
a full 180.
180. She said, oh, she was all for, she wanted only Republicans to be able to vote in the Republican primary. Until then, over the weekend, she wrote an editorial in the Friday in the Denver Post saying, no, she wants it to be an open primary, Big Ten, Big Ten. So these are people who just think the rules don't apply to them. The SEC members voted to support the lawsuit. They don't care about that. These are people who big money donors want to control the party. And and if they have to break the rules, break the rules. If they have to have an illegal meeting, right, exactly. Only now she's gotten caught because now it's in court. And again, you may disagree with the lawsuit. You may say, I love Britta Horn, but you still can't do what she's doing.
But she's used to it. I mean, I was just reading about a lawsuit up in Ralph County. So a rancher came and built a couple of barns. And so Britta said after a controversy that the barns were part of the property he owed property tax on them. So he said, okay, but I shouldn't have to pay interest on that property tax. I said, yes, you do. And the grand total was like $522 or something, $552. So he went to the county commissioners, brought his case. County commissioners come, no, you got to pay the other one, but the interest, you don't have to prove that. She sued them. She sued the county
She sued her
commissioners,
own county commissioners.
saying you can't say you can't absolve the interest. And the lawsuit ended up costing $100,000. She likes the 100,000 one.
She lost.
She lost, but guess who her attorneys were? Steve Klenda, the same attorney she's using to reportedly represent both parties in a lawsuit.
Well, and even here, this attorney, I mean, and they filed, it was like a weird 2 a.m. filing because somebody woke
What
up.
was it to?
Wasn't it? Well, I mean, their
You have to
court.
identify what it was.
Oh, okay. So the motion that her attorneys, who shouldn't even be in this case because they can either represent her or the party, she said she hired them as the new attorneys for the party. Well, number one, you can't just do that, right? The old attorneys for the party are the ones who have entered an appearance, and they're the attorney of record. Again, you can't just wave your magic wand and get rid of one attorney and put in another attorney. You can do that, but you have to follow the rules. You have to file the motions, right? And
So
clearly.
in the court proceeding, all they see is the one attorney. That's the only attorney who's entered it at all. So what she did, and he said, okay, to the old attorneys, stop work, don't do anything.
Which you can't do.
And well, then if you're that attorney, what you do is file a motion saying, I cannot just miss deadlines like she likes to do. So I'm filing for a motion to extend the timeline I have to answer, and two, I'm withdrawing. And whoever the new attorney is, he can settle it then. But she didn't. She just said, you're fired. Stop all work. She didn't even say you're fired. Stop all work. But they have a legal obligation to the court system. They don't just stop all work. They file a motion
So
saying.
I'm sure Matt. So again, so well, and here, let me read some things from Kathy. No authority. Exactly. Len Weston. Okay. Oh, there's a new aspect to the Unity Gate that I can't disclose what yet, but they are going after him at the RNC now. Keep us posted on that, Weston. As soon as you can talk about it, we'd love to hear it. From Charlene. Wow. Sounds like Brit is in over her head. Are her puppet managers on the same page? And Weston says, abracadabra. And Charlene, we'll get into that with Cody. I think that's why there were this flurry of bizarre activity on Britta's part. I think number one, I mean, and Chuck, I don't think it could be overemphasized how bad it was that she and her attorneys ignored the court order to respond, right? Everyone else responded. Everyone else responded. Only Britta decided she didn't have to. I mean, and technically her lawyers could be. I mean,
Yeah, they've
that's a
got to check with her
huge.
malpractice attorney.
But that's right. And so I think so. Her puppet masters, I got to think that something weird happened where her lawyers realized, oh my God, we really screwed up here. because I don't think a lawyer would intentionally,
No.
deliberately. Okay, so they really screwed up. And then so they told Britta, oh, we got to file this, right? And so now, so I don't know if she's listening to her puppet master Heidi Gnall, who I think has been sick and had surgery. I don't know. I'm sure. Whoops. Whoops. People are texting. Okay. I think that somewhere they're trying to get their act together, but I do think it's interesting because the letter that she sent out was very legalese, right? And she
Well,
didn't
all those
write it.
Latin phrases and
Yeah.
law and everything else. She no more wrote that than she wrote the Ten Commandments.
Right.
She just put her name at the bottom. And it's
Right.
pretty funny, I mean, because, this is ultra vires, which means you don't have the authority to do it in Latin. But she doesn't know Latin, the
No.
legal phrases in Latin. But, oh, yeah, it's from your Rupp County hick.
But I also think it's interesting, and I'm not sure what's behind this. So again, there were all of these plaintiffs, and it's kind of like, I used to cover criminal cases where you'd have several, like there'd be a drive-by shooting, right? And there were several people in the car, right? And the police weren't clear who was the one who actually had the gun. And it's sort of like the first one to talk walks, right? And you got a little bit of that going on here because technically they're kind of all on the same side, but they're also not all on the same side, right? Because keep.
Well, but you have to remember the law firm up in Rupp County was Glenda, Gessler, and Blue. And so, who are the other attorney? There's another attorney representing three of the people, Gessler.
Gessler,
So, these are
right.
just, once again, this insidious.
But I think it is what's interesting, and I got to admit, I'm not really clear on why, but for some reason, so Matt Arnold, acting on behalf of the committee, which is acting on behalf of the which is acting on behalf of the state party, right, has filed a motion to enter in as a plaintiff. For some reason, Christy Burton Brown didn't. What do you want to talk? For some.
Write you a note, Julie.
Oh, okay. For some reason, Christy Burton Brown did not object to that. The other people did. Well, but I'm not sure why Christy Burton Brown didn't object to that. Well, just okay.
No, I can't, Julie. So go ahead.
Oh, this is more secret stuff.
More secret stuff.
More secret stuff. But I think it goes to, again, I think I'm waiting for Cody here. It goes to, let me see what Thomas said. It goes to, okay, Britta from Charlene. Britta can't. Okay, so Britta can't string big words together. Yeah. And is KBB picking up Heidi's puppeteering duties? I don't know, but because
Well, it's
KBB.
a combination of KBB and Heidi Gnall. So all the ladies are getting together to try to,
Barb Kirkmeyer.
Bob Kirkmeyer, yeah, this little witch's coven to try to get her
But
together.
I don't know why KBB would have not objected to this because what that does, guys, is that makes it interesting. It makes it harder for the other side to argue that it's frivolous, that the investigative committee has no standing to enter in, right? Because KBB doesn't object. So the court could look at it and say, well, if KBB doesn't object, maybe we should let him in, right?
Yep, that's a possibility.
Well, so and what do you make of the KBB thing?
She put it in one of her pleadings that she's trying to get a special deal of her own out of the party, and she doesn't know which party to talk to. But she says, "I'm not the same as other clowns. I'm a different clown." And maybe whoever it is will say, "Okay, you're a different clown. We'll dismiss you out." She says, "Okay, then I won't object to you winning."
And again, yeah, again, when you read and stuff on social media, the Brita people are trying to make the whole thing sound. Yeah, from Charlene, Heidi posted she was having surgery. She did. I think she's okay. I know. I think she's been public about it. She has cancer, so and she's okay. But I think she did have surgery. So I imagine she woke up and she's like going, "What? What is
Huh.
any of this?" Because again, this is all a result of these people thinking that the rules don't apply to them and that they can just make stuff up, like I keep saying, waving magic wands, making themselves chair. When the court says, no, you can't, then they get rid of committees. And when the court says, no, you can't do that, then they say, we get rid of the lawsuit. It's like, well, you can't do it that way. There are processes and procedures you have to go through. And they don't, the reason they don't want to go through them, I suspect, is because it's not on their side. I would suspect this committee was created and it does have standing if the judge wants to. I mean, you're the lawyer. How would you have, as a judge, and like you said, judges can do whatever they want.
Yeah. Well, here's the problem. You got a judge who's a former public defender. who's none of it practice criminal laws, none of this kind of highly complex, highly confusing civil law. So she's going to be a little bit lost from the beginning. But if you're as a judge, all lawsuits depend on what the judge wants. The judge said, though, I think, poor Britta, she's such a clown that I'll let her off. Or they say, no, this isn't proper. This is screwing the Republican Party.
Hey Thomas, I just so Cody says he's having trouble getting on Zoom. Maybe just give him a phone call. Can we maybe do that? And Charlene says KBB has special clown status to get herself out of the lawsuit. Yeah, she's pretending like I was just an innocent, you know what, and innocent bystander. Peter Boyle has another term for that, which I won't use, but she ran the meeting, so she really wasn't an innocent whatever. But I gotta wonder again at some point. At some point, whether these people, start bailing on each other. In the meantime, though, what is interesting is all of their legal fees keep running up. So here again,
Well, and who do you think she's going to try to get to pay for it?
the state party.
And the state party, the big donors didn't contribute to the party during Dave's term, so you did a great job of raising money from whatever sources, but it isn't rich. And so not only have to pay for Britta's legal fees, their own legal fees, all these other legal fees, I mean, there ain't gonna be any money left to do any politicking for the 5 20 to the 2025 board races, much less
And there
2026.
you get into Dick Wadhams had again a ridiculous column talking about Dave Williams and you spending all the money on lawsuits. Keep in mind, all of this lawsuit money stems from the illegal coup, right? And it stems from the illegal Coosters and Britta filing a lawsuit against Dave and Anna, accusing them of impersonating themselves,
So
basically.
just when the campaign is picking up in the fall, they hold fake meetings saying we're the real officers, then file lawsuits so the party has no money. And then Britta goes around kind of go, I want to unify everybody. Yeah, you're a unit. And the funny part is that Kyle Clark pointed that out in his interview. But Britta, you can't be a unifier. You're the one who divided everybody.
Oh, we've got Cody now. There we go. Hey, Cody, hey,
Okay, but
unmute yourself.
I do think it says that I'm Chairman Dave Williams, so let me change that. I was still signed in from last Saturday, doing my
It's
Zoom
like,
stuff.
oh, you're impersonating Dave Williams.
Exactly. Oh, I'm like, that's what I was trying to avoid when I signed in, but
And then
it's
it
a
says the Colorado Unity Party has a new face. Well, let me, Cody. So we've kind of explained the background to people, but I wanted to bring you in because you are the one who initially filed. They called it a controversy, but essentially it's sort of a complaint with the Republican Party, I guess. And why don't when after they
Let
filed
him
all these
explain it.
lawsuits, but
Let
yes.
him explain it.
Yeah. So sorry, my phone was buzzing. Could you repeat your question one more time?
Yeah,
I
so
got cut off.
what made explain the controversy that you filed and why you filed it and then what the state did and why Britta can't undo it.
Yeah, absolutely. So the controversy originated over their the fact that they don't know how to read the bylaws is ultimately what it boils down to. So our bylaws are very clear that any member, as long as you've got the required number, which I believe is 25% of the central committee, agreeing to call for a special meeting for the removal of an officer, that you can have that meeting, and that the chairman has, I believe, 10 days to call that meeting, which Chairman Williams did. So the way that it all started, and I know we've talked about it before, the way that Dave chose to go about it, I fully am in favor of, actually, because it went into the same time frame as the Republican National Convention. And so that's where we're struggling is we had an opportunity for the meeting to happen on July 19th when it was scheduled to be down in Bayfield. The intention there was never that that was going to be the actual meeting, but in order to satisfy our bylaws that it had to be called to order. They didn't like that. So at the end of the day, they had two options. They either had to go with what Dave was doing or withdraw their controversy. You can't, Robert's rules only go so far to protect the minority. And in this case, they were the minority. And so when they chose to move forward with having their first fake meeting and then their second fake meeting, A lot of people ask why I chose to even go to the second one. And I said, I did not feel as a voting member of the body that I could have an objection to the meeting happening if I weren't there to object to it in person. And
Okay.
so I went, I raised my objections that day where Christy Burton Brown was the chairman pro tem at the beginning of the meeting. Even though she's tried to get herself out of this lawsuit, she was very much an active participant, active and willing participant, I should clarify. And so I chose to file the controversy over all of, it wasn't just one, two, three, there were five different issues that happened at this August 24th meeting that led to that controversy originally being filed.
Okay.
I did submit an addendum to my controversy, and it wasn't just myself that filed it. It was also Eric Grossman, the chairman of Mineral County GOP. We amended our controversy, asking them to go a step further and investigate, per Article 60 or Section 63, rather, of Robert's Rules of Order, to launch an investigation and figure out what caused this coup, how we got to where we are. And
Right.
that's where I was very glad and happy to submit that addendum to the controversy because it's gotten us to where we are today. These people cost the party over $100,000. They went after Dave, Hope, and Anna personally. And whether you like Dave, Hope, or Anna, I don't care. Whether I like Britta doesn't matter. I actually really never had a problem with Britta until about the last 6 months.
You're the only person
Well,
then.
and here's the thing. So the committee was, and we'll kind of cut to the chase because we've explained some of this. So the committee was formed, everybody voted on it, and under not only the state bylaws, but Colorado laws, if you don't like that, there's a procedure to go through, but she didn't go through that, right?
Absolutely. And I mean, the way that the controversy party or the controversy process is set up within the party, you have 15 days from the time that an offense occurs, a member has the opportunity to file a controversy. That was done. The next step is that the chairman has to hear that controversy and the executive committee has to hear that controversy, I believe, within 15 days of receiving the controversy. And so Dave did what he was supposed to do and called the meeting to hear the controversy, gave them the opportunity, and I think he gave them 8 or 9 days to submit their response to the controversy, their opinion. At this point, though, they were not recognizing Dave as the duly elected chairman, so they said, we're just going to give you a middle finger and say we're not listening to a word you have to say. And so they chose not to respond. The executive committee heard all of the evidence. I spoke. Nancy Pelosi, as some people call her, she decided she would be the only one at the beginning that jumped on to actually defend her position and as one of the named people in this controversy. At the end of the meeting, I think Richard Holtorf did jump on and basically used this Christy Burton Brown line of, I wasn't involved, I just happened to be there, and they made me the
I
chair.
just happened to
Well,
be. Oh,
yeah, another
so.
fire, huh?
Yeah, so after that happened, they had the opportunity, though, that they could have appealed the decision of the executive committee.
And I was on the executive committee, and it wasn't a close vote.
And that's what I understand. I mean, it happened in executive session, but from what I understand, there were only maybe five people that chose not to
Well, there are
agree with the
25
controversy.
people in the committee, so it was.
Yeah, so huge margins. And so they had the opportunity at that point to appeal it to the state central committee. So even if you don't recognize, if they didn't recognize Dave at that point as being the chairman, they still had to recognize that the state central committee was the state central committee and that the opportunity to appeal this decision to the larger body was there. And so they chose again not to do that. And at that point, Dave did exactly what the executive committee asked him to do. I'm sure it was a couple of months after the fact, but there were a lot of moving parts with this.
Right.
I mean, it's not very often that you have to experience a coup. It's not often you
Yeah,
witness one, and it's even far more infrequent that you actually have to be the subject of a coup. So I do give him a little bit of grace on the time that it took, but I'm happy with where we're at.
what do you make of then Britta now? I keep saying wave, she's trying to wave her magic wand and make the lawsuit trying to hold her accountable, and then this committee trying to hold her accountable go away, particularly in light of the fact that she defaulted and could be now personally liable for the whole $100,000.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it is a unique legal challenge that we're in because technically she's now the chairman of the organization that's suing her. So there is a little bit of irony in that, for lack of anything else. But the way I see it is that the executive committee, regardless of who the chairman was, voted, sided with me in this controversy. They had the opportunities to appeal those decisions. At this point, the only way that they have to get rid of it is to take it to a vote of the State Central Committee. And I don't know how that would go. But again, even that, I would question if that's even legal, the Robert's Rules of Order. I mean, because the obvious time to have done that would have been back in September when all of the controversy was heard and the appeal should have been brought forward.
Well, and again, and as you point out, there was this enormous conflict of interest now, right? I mean, one could certainly argue that, like I said, at the very least, she needs to recuse herself from even talking about this because, again, particularly given the fact that she could be on the hook for this money. Of course she wants to get rid of it, right? So one could argue that no. And as you said, it's not clear what would happen, but certainly just sending out a letter and saying, I hereby wave my wand and it's dissolved. I mean, did she even reach out to you and said, hey, Cody, you were the one who launched the original thing? No, I didn't imagine she did.
No. And to your point of trying to just wave a magic wand and just close down a committee, I mean, sure, the chairman of organizations based off of Robert's rules and our state party bylaws, as well as state statutes, committees can be set up by a chairman without the vote of their executive committee or their entire body. That can happen. In those situations, typically what can happen then is that a committee that was established by the chairman can be dissolved by the chairman. This committee was not set up by the chairman, regardless of the change of leadership. This committee was authorized and set up by the executive committee. And the only way is that the executive committee could potentially go back on that, a typical normal committee setting. For something like this, where it's the answer, the prayer for relief that was granted by the body, it now would have to go to the larger body. And even from there, the way I see it, the only way that it can be withdrawn is if, at this point, quite honestly, is call me and Eric Grossman and ask us to withdraw our controversy. I mean, short of that, they're really out of options because of the way that they chose not to participate in the process, which just further exemplifies their misunderstanding and misguided attempt to try and control the party, being a shadow party back in August.
This gets into two, and I wanted to talk a little bit to sort of broaden it up because this is a lot in the weeds, but it matters because to me, what this talks about, number one, these are people who are willing to do anything and everything they can to thwart the will of the Republican Party, who strongly support liberating the party and making it so you have to be a Republican to vote in the Republican primary.
Thank you, Jill.
They don't like that. But principles matter. These are people who like the
Absolutely.
rules don't matter, the law doesn't matter, the judge doesn't matter. Nothing matters but their personal power grab. And I mean, like we walked it through, they didn't just ignore one rule or two rules. They've ignored rules over and over again and have cost the party. Probably now we're into the because I mean, sure they're going to try to make the party pay for their legal fees now, hundreds of thousands of dollars that could
That
be
is not the
spent.
first time that's happened.
Right, that could have been being spent on school board races, things like that.
No, and to your comment there, I mean, we saw a massive red wave across the entire country. I mean, the five seats that were flipped in Colorado were flipped thanks to the efforts of the conservative movement in the state. We had good leadership at the top that didn't let these petty attacks slow them down. But at the end of the day, if it weren't for this coup, if it weren't for what they did, we likely would have seen even more seats
That's
flipped.
right.
I
Exactly.
mean,
And they
we
didn't
had
care
the
about that.
low,
They
no, we
didn't.
had the lowest change. It's all, I mean, I don't know if I can say this on your show, but it's quite frankly just prostitution is what they were looking for. I mean, they were trying to just use Donald Trump as their gravy train to fill their own coffers. And they were beyond upset after Dave was elected in 2023. And they never stopped fighting him. And I mean, the question is out there already. Are we trying to fight Britta and go after this new leadership because we're upset? Absolutely not. I mean, I'm a firm believer in accountability. I'm a firm believer in you follow the rules. I'm a firm believer that you follow the processes that are established. And whether I like the chair and whether I like what the chair does are two different things. I mean, I like Dave, don't get me wrong. There were quite a few things that he and I disagreed on over time and had our disagreements. The difference is that I believe in accountability. And when Dave and I had an issue, I picked up the phone and I called Dave and I said, "Dave, what are you doing here? We need to have a conversation." With this new leadership, that's never been how they operated, and that's not what they'll do moving forward.
And they're taking the Democrat Joe Biden playbook page too and trying to blame it all. I mean, they're accusing other people of doing exactly what they're doing because it doesn't matter. Or are we doing it because they don't like Britta? Britta's the one who never appealed the decision in the first place. Britta's the one who staged the illegal coup. Britta's the one who blew off the judge order that now leaves her on the hook for it. Britta's the one who's just filing nonsensical motions in court that the court can't even deal with, right? It's none of that has anything to do with you or me or grassroots or Dave Williams. This is all the result of their, I don't know if it's an aptitude or an arrogance or a combination of both, but I mean, so for them to turn around as she's trying to do and say, "Oh, it's because you don't like me." It's like, no, I mean,
We
you
don't like you, but it has nothing to
have
do with
created this mess for yourself, right? And so you need to
Yep.
quit complaining about Dave Williams. He's not there anymore.
I mean, what is it you teach your children? Actions have consequences.
Right.
And that has been something that has been sorely lacking in not even just our party, but in government as a whole and in politics as a whole. I mean, it wasn't until Donald Trump came around that we actually saw accountability start to be talked about. I mean, for years, people have been able to get away with murder. And just look at Hillary Clinton. I mean, like Weston just said in the chat, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. It's absolutely true here. I mean, they knew what they were doing when they walked into that meeting on August 24th. And the one thing I'll give Britta credit for is that at least she ran against Eli Bremmer for chair that day. But at the end of the day, it doesn't change the fact that Britta is just as culpable. There is no way that I can see that this lawsuit can be dropped aside from the ways we've talked about. And truly, the only option is asking us to withdraw our complaint. And I can tell you that right now, that ain't going to happen. It's not going anywhere.
Well,
The
and here's the
party
thing too,
lost
is
money.
they could end the lawsuit too by deciding to, well, maybe I don't know if this would do it, but by going ahead and being accountable. What the committee wants to find out and what the lawsuit wants to find out is who was funding this coup attempt? Why were they doing it? Why were they not willing to wait until March when Britta was, she was elected, right? All she had to do was wait and follow the rules. It's like, I think the party deserved to know that going forward because it like you, I mean, it goes back again to sort of principles. Is this how they do business? Right. And then the days, and I think, and Charlene's saying, good for you, Cody. And I think Donald Trump showed us the days when, you know, we're like, oh, Kyle Clark's going to say a mean thing or Dick Wadhams is going to criticize me. Those days are gone. It's like,
Well,
no.
and I don't care what Dick has to say about anything.
No,
I
no.
apologize. I had to rephrase how I was going to say that, but it doesn't change the fact that we have a party that needs growth. We need young people. We need people to stay involved. I mean, they're just on this call. I don't know how many are on just Zoom or listening online, but there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people around the state that are the grassroots conservatives that we depend on to win elections. I
Right.
mean, I'm sitting right now, if you saw her in the background a couple minutes ago, I'm sitting at a friend's house right now. I had to pick her up, but she's been one that's been out knocking doors, has been driving cars, picking up ballots, helping people, helping our candidates across the finish line. Honestly, and we talked about the list of 40 people that Weld County wouldn't put through. She's one of them. She was a precinct committee person in Broomfield County for, I think, 4 years. She walked for, she's telling me two, but she walked for Rupert Parchment when he ran against Barb Kirkmeyer for Senate District 23. So that's probably what got her on the Rhino radar. But
And
at the end of the
her
day,
campaign was funded by Catherine Murdoch, the far left daughter-in-law of
Democrat,
Rupert Murdoch.
right, who wanted,
Well, and that's but that's where this all comes back to is the open primary. And that's why I say they're prostituting themselves because they know that these rhinos are never going to get elected if you have a closed primary. And I really try not to talk about it because at the end of the day, it shouldn't matter. I mean, the Republican Party should be Republicans. At the end of the day, we are Republican, the Republican Party. We should uphold the platform of the Republican National Committee, which right now is the Agenda 47, which is grassroots conservatism on steroids. I mean, it is a winning message too. We've seen that nationally.
Right. Well, and again, I've heard it said that, and again, these are people who want to have the big money donors pick the candidates who are then bought and paid for, who will do what the donors tell them to do, right? They don't want the grassroots involved. And what they'll tell us is when they have these, these rhinos that they put in, it's like, well, it's a Republican, so you got to vote for it. And I've heard people compare it, like if you had Satan with a D on the ballot and Lucifer with an R, so they would say, well, you must vote for Lucifer then. And it's sort of like, well, no, principles matter.
I won't go exactly there, but I mean, with your analogy, either way, you still end up with the devil. And I, for one, would rather not see the devil representing me anywhere. But it's not far off. I mean, when you look at where we're at as a party, we have grassroots conservatives, and there's a lot of wiggle room even within that network. I mean, my friends that I consider grassroots conservatives, some of them are the most pro-life people you'll ever meet, and some of them are the most pro-choice people you'll ever meet. Some only care about vaccinations, some only care about oil and gas. It doesn't matter, but it's gotten them excited. It has them engaged in the party, and they have accepted the platform is our platform. And they're out there knocking the doors for these people. When those candidates don't align with any parts of what they are out there looking for, how do we expect them to go out and knock 150 doors or ask 10 of their neighbors to go
Absolutely.
knock doors with them? And quite frankly, I mean, some of them just stay at home and don't vote. All you have to do, look at Barb Kirkmeyer and Yadira Caraveo in 2022 for the 8th Congressional District. I mean, Barb lost by, I think, 900 and some odd votes.
It's close, very close.
I can tell you, I know probably at least 80 people just off the top of my head that didn't vote for her. They may not have voted for Yadira, but they darn sure didn't vote for Barb because they know that she's not representing them. I mean, when you have an F or maybe a D on a good day, Liberty scorecard or cut score, I mean, you're obviously very clearly not the Republican we need, especially in DC fighting.
Well, and Barb is one of the ones pushing. I mean, she doesn't even just want to get rid of the opt-out lawsuit. She actively is pushing to get rid of the caucus and assembly
Yeah,
situation, right?
she tried to down the ledger. What I love is that the lawsuit to liberate the primary had like 99% approval in the SEC 4 years ago. And so coming up to this one, almost everyone said I'm for the lawsuit in the primary. Some said, well, I'm not for the opt-out, but that's kind of a weasel one. But unless it,
Including Britta.
and, well, though but Britta said I'm all for liberating the primary and stuff. And one day later, one day after she got elected, she's now against it. She's for a quote unquote open primary now.
Primary.
Open primary, but one day. It was one day.
I
I mean,
mean,
you have to have a big tent though, don't you know, Chuck? I mean, at the end of
it's
the
a big
day,
tent to hold all the Democrat dark money donors. That's what they have to be able to fit in.
you need a big tent to clothe Britta, that's true. But yeah, it's amazing. It's just amazing.
Well, and this is from Charlene. Exactly, Cody. They knew how close Colorado was to liberating the primaries. Well, and what they're doing is in Dick Wadham's column, this is all to kind of try to give Britta cover to pull out of the lawsuit. I mean, I was thinking she was going to be subtle about it, but she clearly wasn't. And this is again bogging everything down. Once and again, they're trying to blame. I see on social media, people are like, well, Dave should drop the lawsuit. It's like, Dave can't drop
The lawsuit.
the lawsuit. He's like,
Well, and I want to circle over for just a second back to the closing the primary lawsuit. I mean, the large donors that are all over the country that are opposing this, that are also, as far as I'm concerned, backing the Rhino faction, those people have a vested interest because there's six other states that have the semi-closed, semi-open primary that we do here. And if that lawsuit is successful going through the court system, that one there can shut down this corruption in those additional six states. So there's a lot more on the line than just what people are putting some merit behind. This is not just a Colorado issue. We have to stay strong on it because there are conservatives all over the country. I mean, I think Maine is one of those states. Maine would be liberated if you got rid of their closed, open, semi-crappy party that we have here. And so the Democrat donors, the mega donors, the Kent theories of the world are absolutely opposed to that lawsuit continuing. So it makes no difference to them who our chair is. They're going to do everything they can to stop it, but it's a lot easier if they could install their choice for the chairman.
Well, and again, it also too goes back to, she's supposed to be the unity candidate, and it just gets me and riles me up that every single time they blame us and they blame the grassroots for the division, and it's them. Right? It's like they're the ones who had the coup. They're the ones who broke the law. They're the ones who ignored the rules, right? They're the ones who were just waving magic wands. And then when we say, well, you can't just wave your magic wand and do that, they say, oh, you're being divisive. It's like,
I mean, as you can see from my background, the Colorado Unity Party has a new face. It's, I mean, honestly, that is her entire platform. That's their entire side right now is preaching unity. And I said, okay, great, go be part of the Unity Party. We're not, I am all for uniting and being unified on conservative beliefs and conservative values, but saying you must accept what we have to say, and if you
after
don't do
doing
that, we're going
everything
to.
they could to destroy the party that existed 2 months ago. But
Exactly.
now it's a different party. I mean, with unify, I could see such a unifier.
Well, and here Wesson has a good comment. He says, Colorado is the end result of what the developers and big businesses tried to do in the show Yellowstone. This is what happens when people don't fight back in the beginning. I exactly.
Absolutely.
Because, and again, you need to come out. And Cody, and I guess we can let you brief. I know we've taken probably more time than we were going to,
Oh, that's
but
okay.
I'm assuming you're not going to withdraw your controversy.
No, I won't be. And I may not be a bonus member or member of the State Central Committee anymore, thanks to Rhino Land Weld County. But at the end of the day, I stand for accountability, transparency, and upholding the party platform and principles. Anybody that chooses to be involved with that, don't join unityparty.us like my background says, but come give me a call. I mean, there are ways that we can stay involved and engaged, and there are so many things that'll be coming down the turnpike as we watch this administration just go in and utterly gut the conservative strides that Dave Williams was able to make. I mean, I said it before, and whether or not Lori Sane was Dave 2.0, I mean, I didn't publicly support Lori. I mean, I may have on this show actually said I did, but at the end of the day, I wasn't a voting member. And I love Lori. She's great conservative. Would love to have seen her as the chair. But where I go back to is we have an opportunity, we had an opportunity, and we must get the opportunity back again to get conservatives elected back into the state party as well as in our state government. If we don't do that, we will see a continue, goodness gracious, I can't talk, a continuation of the ridiculousness that's happening in our state legislature. When you've got only Representative Brandi Bradley, Ken DeGraff, Scott Bottoms, and Stephanie Luck that are down there actually fighting for conservative values, that tells you that there's something majorly wrong with the Republican Party in Colorado.
No, there
Right.
really is.
There
There
really
really
is.
is.
Well,
Yeah.
Cody, yeah, thank you for
Thanks,
fighting
Patty.
and thank you for doing that. I know it hasn't always been fun, but we appreciate it. And keep us posted too, as you may get correspondence or people come and wave their magic wand over you. So
Well, I'm just waiting to get my cease and desist letter. I mean,
There you go. All right.
that's
Yay.
thanks, Cody.
Thanks, Cody. Take
Appreciate it. You
care.
guys have a great afternoon. Thanks for
Okay.
having
Bye
me.
bye.
You too. And just real quick before we wrap up, to address Charlene had asked earlier about the makeup of the committee. So the way it works is Britta will now appoint, you have the smaller executive committee, which is about 25 people, and then you have the bigger, about 450 people, State Central Committee. The State Central Committee members are elected by their counties. And so the bigger body is kind of split, almost half and half, a little bit more grassroots, I think. What do you think?
Well, she won the election, so
Eh.
she won 53-47, but it couldn't be any
Pretty
closer.
darn close. The executive committee, she will now get to appoint her
Well,
own
she gets to that part of it.
part
Part
of
of
it,
it,
right?
it like I was the representative for CD7. I was elected CD7, and after I got
gerrymandered out.
gerrymandered out. I became,
Laurel's now, Laurel Eimer is now the new
yeah, that's good.
executive
That's
committee
good.
member. So,
So it's they're very you pick large county. She gets to pick about half of the committee, so she will control the committee because he
the smaller
points out
committee,
the
though.
small 25 person
Right.
committee. So she'll control that, but she's got to get around to actually appointing people and them accepting.
But we're going to go ahead and I know, again, some of this gets in the weeds, but it's important to hold them accountable because we've seen within a week what they're
Yeah.
capable of trying to do. Within a week, they're just going to break every law they can, break every rule they can, and then send out mean letters
Right.
when somebody points out what they're doing. So we'll keep putting out because if we don't, we'll wake up one day and they'll be like, she will have waved her magic wand and there won't even be a Republican Party anymore, right?
Sounds good, yeah.
Yeah, I should wave her magic wand and now we don't have to
Well,
send the
I mean, just
caucus.
think what she's saying. So 49% of the people in the state are unaffiliated, and about 20 are 20% Republicans. Why have a Republican Party? It's overwhelmed by the unaffiliates. I mean, you can have Republican principles, but if you allow people voting on it, none of which want to support those principles because they don't want to be part of the party, do you really have a party anymore?
Yeah, which is what they want. They just, which is really what they want. So thank you to Claudia for coming on. And thank you, Weston and Charlene and everybody who commented too. We will have more on this because I mean, I think flurries of sooner or
Accusations fly.
right, exactly. And motions fly and things like that. So we'll keep you posted. I'm going to try to get, she doesn't know this yet, Hope Shoppelman on. She's been doing a great
Yeah,
job
she's great.
keeping keeping up on what's going on in the legislature, which is think about how awful you think it is and then quadruple
Ten
it.
times worse.
Yeah, 10 times worse. But anyway, that'll do it for us today, everybody. We'll see you on
Everybody,
Wednesday.
take care and enjoy this wonderful weather this week. Bye bye.